The Mind Aware, 8:33.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the show. You're listening to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to leverage the power of mindset to build your business faster. That's what we do here. Build your business faster, take intentional action, feel good, and move on down the road. So nice, so easy. I'm Dana Wild. I am your host. And if you're ready to be part of the Train Your Brain Sandbox, and I know you are, then you want to get the Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs free daily newsletter. It's free. My favorite price, you can get it at danawild.com/mantra, M-A-N-T-R-A, danawild.com/mantra. It's really just like a little jolt of happy. You know, you get that little jolt of happiness in the morning and makes it so much easier just to get out, take intentional action. I know you're going to love it. So go check it out. So today I want to talk to you about the day that I met Wayne Dyer. Obviously, I didn't know him personally, but I had an encounter with him one time, and it really left a big impression on me, and it came on my radar the other day. I had it come up in, I think it was probably like Facebook memories or something like that, and I thought, oh man, I haven't thought about that for ages, because it was a long time ago. We're looking at maybe almost 20 years ago. I think we're looking at maybe circa 2005 when this happened. I went to one of these big events where they have all these different speakers speaking. It was some kind of self-help positive mindset event, and he was one of the speakers at the event. And I have been reading his books forever, since the beginning of time. One of the books that had the biggest impact on me was his book called Your Erroneous Zones, which I think might have been his first book. It was really powerful, made a big, huge difference in me, and I've read so much of his stuff since then. But here I was at this conference, went to his keynote, huge, must have been, let's say, 2,000-3,000 people listening to this keynote, so many people. And afterward, he had a signing table where he was signing books. So I was in line, and the line was down the road, like so long to get in to see him. And I really hung in there. I waited for a long, long time. And moved up the line. I kept getting closer and closer and closer. But there got to a point where I was really, really hungry. And I thought, man, this is just crazy how long this is taking. And who knows if he's going to stay and might be in this line for no reason. And I could really feel my energy going down and my hopefulness going down. And I finally just said, you know what? If I'm meant to meet him, I'm going to meet him somewhere. But I need to eat because I'm not like in my best frame of mind. I'm not in the state I want to be in when I meet him and, you know, have him sign my book. So I thought, I'm just going to just say, forget it and get out of this line, which is what I did. Got out of the line, went, found some food, ate, started feeling better, started feeling like my old self, started really, you know, getting my mindset feeling positive and happy and good again and excited about all the different things that were on the list for that day. Then I was leaving lunch, and I found this kind of back way to go to my next event. And I thought, oh, look at this little interesting shortcut. Like, there's all these masses of people down on this main level, and there was this staircase that was up on this different level that there was nobody on it. I was like, this is the greatest. I found like the shortcut. So I was walking through this back way, which was, you know, still open. Like, imagine a shopping mall that's multiple levels. I was just on a different level. And lo and behold, I saw him. He's a very tall man, Wayne Dyer. And I saw him walking toward me. And we were smiling at each other right from the beginning as we were walking toward him. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm meant to meet him right now. And I had in my hand the book and a pen. Like, I must have just been carrying it around after lunch. He noticed them immediately, and he smiled, and I smiled and reached out, shook his hand, and asked if he wouldn't mind signing the book. And we had a brief chat. I had already written Train Your Brain at that point, but I had written it just for my team in my first business. And so I was talking about, you know, maybe taking it wider, going other places with it, doing other things with it, and asking for his advice and all of these kinds of questions. And I asked him specifically something like, what should I do if I want to write like you do? Like, what should I do if I want to do what you do? And he said, speak your own truth. Doesn't matter if others agree with you. Just speak what you know to be true for yourself. That was it. Really brief. What is that? Three sentences? Speak your own truth. Doesn't matter if other people agree with you. Just speak what you know to be true for yourself. And so the whole encounter, beginning to end, book signing, the whole works, was maybe 3 minutes. But this advice really packed a punch with me. Speak your own truth. And he always had a good way of like saying things really succinctly, didn't he? And it's occurred to me that really that's what all of us are out here doing, isn't it? We're building businesses around our own truth. And we get hung up when we get concerned about what other people think about our truth or what other people's truths are, or if other people are saying the things we want to be saying in different ways. We get hung up when we go beyond just that basic thing. We're not out here trying to convince other people. We're not out here trying to convert other people. We're not out here trying to say the way you're doing it is wrong. Really, just speaking our own truth. It's enough. It's enough to just do that. And I loved that piece of advice, and it carried with me for a long time. And in fact, now that I'm telling you now, I'm thinking, you know what? I need to put that on the wall somewhere. Speak your truth, right? Speak your truth. It doesn't matter if anybody agrees with you. Just speak your truth. And what else can you do besides that? I want to attribute a quote here too that I'm not even sure if Wayne Dyer said it, but whenever I think of Wayne Dyer, I think of this quote, and I've been attributing it to him for so long. I'm sure that there must be memes out there now because of me saying that he said this so much. So here's the quote. He said, when you're certain of the outcome, it's easy to have infinite patience. When you're certain of the outcome, it's easy to have infinite patience. And I love this idea because the reason we get hung up on stuff, because we are trying to rush along or we're trying to make it happen faster. But if we would just remember those two things, speak your truth and be certain of the outcome. Be certain of the outcome. Because when you're certain of the outcome, it's easy to have infinite patience. So, mantra for today, things we're going to do today, things we're going to say to ourselves today, ways we're going to train our brain today. We're going to say those sentences that remind us to speak our truth. We don't have to be the experts on everything. We don't have to be the person that every person loves what you have to say. We just have to speak our truth. Say what we know. Speak from our experience. Talk about the things that have worked for us. Realize that that's enough. Speaking our own truth is enough. Speaking the truths that we found. Speaking the advice that we know. Speaking the things that have worked for us and sharing them with others. Being more relaxed about the outcome, knowing that things are working out, that we're on the path, knowing that we're moving in the right direction. Being certain of the outcome. I'm feeling more and more certain of the outcome. I'm feeling more and more certain of the outcome. I know I'm on my way. I know I'm speaking my truth. I'm feeling better and better about it every day, right? Ease into that. Feels so good, doesn't it? Oof, yeah, we like that. Speak your truth. Get into your certainty. Get into your knowing. Get into your sureness. Get those juices flowing. That's the way we do it. Thank you, Mr. Dyer, for that great advice.